Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Andrew Skousen to bring us up to date on the World Affairs Brief, and his dad, Joel Skousen's analysis of the events that are unfolding. Certainly a different view of what's going on in the world, but through the years we found Joel to be a very accurate interpreter of unfolding events. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead, and what are we going to be covering?
Well, thank you very much. The main story this week is about a coming balanced budget amendment, which could backfire. To keep people up to date, well, there's a long-running proposal to amend the Constitution to require that the federal government keep a balanced budget each year. And this movement has been gaining steam in recent years, especially culminating this week when Michigan became the 34th state legislator to vote in favor of a constitutional convention. This is significant because Article 5 of the Constitution calls for a two-thirds majority of state legislatures, which means 34 total states, are to demand Congress before they convene to draft an amendment. Congress can also decide by a two-thirds majority in both the Senate and the House to call for a convention, and then any amendment that they propose would be in a constitutional convention would still have to be ratified by three-fourths of the state. However, as constitutional attorney Tim Baldwin points out, it is still far from clear that Congress will agree to call this convention. He says, quote, to date, 17 states have rescinded their balanced budget applications. Citing Professor Rob Nadelson as an authority on the subject, quote, states always have been able to rescind calls for a convention, end quote. And as the United States Supreme Court has put it, Congress must find a quote-unquote consensus among the states on the subject matter before calling a convention, end quote. And with 17 states backing out at some point, that consensus is in grave doubt. But the big issue with conservatives is whether or not the convention can be limited to a balanced budget amendment. Martin Armstrong and Cleon Skousen thought there was a danger the convention could backfire. Armstrong said this week, quote, nevertheless, in such a convention, the entire Constitution is subject to review and can be altered and changed. This could be everything from installing quote-unquote social justice to the dissolution of the federal government. Everything is on the table as if we were back to 1776 in Philadelphia, end quote. Joel says, well, I would agree that they could probably do anything they want. Realistically, I don't think it's likely that the establishment would try and rewrite things in a completely new constitution. Precisely because they are getting what they want with the status quo either through liberal interpretation of the Constitution or just by disregarding it. Rewriting the Constitution would raise a new political debate that the warrantless police raids have proven that federal and local authorities can and do thumb their noses at the Fourth and other amendments when it suits them. Ever more devious ways are being found to limit free speech as they put up fenced zones and religious rights are limited to Sunday meetings. The speedy trial provision and habeas corpus have been crumbling as courts allow indefinite detention, secret trials, and targeted assassinations, all in the name of dealing with quote-unquote suspected terror, where people are kept as long as the charges have not been filed. Joel says, I could go on. It is true that more specific language in an amendment or the Constitution as a whole makes it harder to interpret away the original intent, and that's my basic problem with the balanced budget amendment, which doesn't yet exist in specific form. Its basic intent and provisions, that federal spending not exceed federal receipts, can be bypassed or disregarded easily through a variety of accounting and political maneuvers, just like they do now. Here are the various technical issues and ways to subvert the process. All balanced budget amendment proposals allow Congress or the President to estimate outlays and receipts to plan for the next year's budget. Anyone in Washington knows this process can be skewed a number of ways and never matches real income or expenditures. That's why they always talk about savings or revenue increases in the next 10 years to exaggerate the savings and the potential revenue. But no one accounts for any of these estimates after the 10 years have passed, and it's too late to do anything about it. Worse, virtually all budgets are disregarded every year under one emergency provision or another. Even if you have a legal provision to, quote, look back, end quote, at prior year's bad estimates and correct them in the current year, it would be very unpopular. Just as the automatic across-the-board cuts of sequestration have been currently. Or, as is more likely, the amendment would only require that the lawmakers adopt the balanced budget and ignore any deficits that happen. That would provide perverse incentives to continue to fudge the estimating process. I've documented every year how Congress fails to stop the increases to the debt limit, which is a balanced budget requirement that should be in effect right now. But after the previous government shutdown fiasco, public opinion has been poisoned and people are now irrevocably against forcing government to live within its means. Not even the Republicans will test those waters again. Once you require a balanced budget, it won't take long for Democrats and liberal spending Republicans to rally the benefit-corrupted majorities to decry spending cuts, which only leaves raising taxes. The spending cuts are always illusory, but the tax increases are always real. And that's where this is headed. Nowadays, we have to watch the increasingly pernicious role of the courts in resolving budgetary impasses. The courts have shown a very bad propensity to mandate things like forced tax increases when legislatures get paralyzed over funding public schools. Would the courts have the legal standing to challenge the failure of Congress and the President to pass a balanced budget? And would the court's involvement lead to judicial management of the failed budget process? One proposal has a provision to prevent the courts from enforcing the amendment through tax increases. This would help, but what's to keep Congress from being stalemated when there are insufficient votes to either cut spending or increase taxes? That would lead to a hue and cry for, quote, someone to have the power, end quote, to force action. Those kinds of things lead to dictatorial power. Then there is the loophole about war. All the balanced budget proposals have provisions that allow wide leeway in times of war or economic recession, and those are now always with us. Some language limits this to a 3/5 majority, but that would be difficult at best, leading once again to the inevitable stalemate if not enough voters do anything.
Hold that thought.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and talking about the whole idea of a constitutional convention so we can have a balanced budget amendment. And, of course, it is my contention, we do not need a constitutional convention. What we need are to get rid of the subversive elements in Washington, D.C. that are violating the Constitution that they've sworn to uphold. We are to have a monetary system backed by gold and silver. We do not. We have a fraudulent monetary system. We have a subversive element in Washington, D.C. that is using the financial and military power of the United States to establish a world government. And we do not need a constitutional amendment. What we need to do is enforce our Constitution. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. That's right. And Joel says, while I'm in favor of strict limitations on federal spending, once you've lost the majority of voters to benefit corruption, there's no way in a democracy where the majority supports benefit that spending is ever going to be cut significantly. We don't have the votes right now to ever stop the debt increases, let alone really cut spending. The call for increased taxes will overwhelm the minority representatives who want fiscal responsibility. I should point out, in light of what you were saying, Dr. Stan, that most of the excess spending is outside of the strict interpretation of the Constitution, which echoes what you're saying. If we were following the strict interpretation of the Constitution, we probably wouldn't be in most of these messes. Joel continues, mark my words, this amendment will be an exercise in futility if it happens. The final language will not be ironclad in stopping spending and will either allow Congress or the courts to dictate tax increases as the solution. Either way, we lose. The quickest way to see that I am right about how corrupt the silent majority is in America, Joel says, I'm not referring to conservatives, is to pass an ironclad restriction on government spending and watch the near instant surge in public outrage that would rise against these restrictions. The benefit-corrupt majority might be dumbed down and ignorant today while receiving all their food stamps and benefits, but if you threaten to take all that away, you'll awaken a very ugly, sleeping giant. Well, switching topics now, Russia's temporary stand-down in the Ukraine. Joel says, as I predicted, the Ukraine-Russia conflict has settled into a sort of mini-Cold War standoff without military conflict. NATO and the U.S. are planning to move a few more troops and planes into Eastern Europe. This will give Russia an excuse to further accuse NATO of meddling in areas of, quote, Russian interest, end quote. Russia, for its part, is continuing to bait NATO by instigating more social unrest in Eastern Ukraine and trumpeting the threat of, quote, unquote, extremism in Ukrainian politics. Both sides are engaging in constant media attacks with exaggerated claims, and all this only serves two purposes. Russia's long-term purpose of justifying taking back Ukraine eventually, and the globalist purpose of justifying a future world war. But the time is not yet mature for that to unfold. Russia was pounding out the story of 25 Ukrainian citizens that were arrested in Russia by the country's security agency on suspicion of planning sabotage. Nobody does that in Russia unless they are working for the state security services. Putin continued his harangue about the dangers of neo-Nazi extremists among the right-wing politicians in Ukraine, but the two mentioned in the news are patsies promoted by those who want an excuse for conflict. Another patsy is the copycat hacker group in Ukraine calling itself Anonymous, or Ukraine Anonymous, but their statement clearly indicates that they are following the inflammatory language of the propaganda script written by Moscow. They say, quote, Anonymous Ukraine supports peace and the right of the people to self-determination. The Bandera Nazis and fascist thugs that are beating and killing police and members of the security services of Ukraine do not represent the will or wishes of the people of Ukraine. The people of Ukraine do not want European Union integration. The people of Ukraine do not want NATO on their territory. The people of Ukraine voted for President Yanukovych to lead them in fair and just democratic elections. The people of Ukraine plead to the president and to Russia for help in stopping the siege of Ukraine by Nazi thugs and murderous gangs, end quote. On the other side of the coin, the EU military headquarters was harping about how Putin could invade Ukraine within 48 hours after giving the orders, and the Ukraine foreign minister was claiming that there had been no Russian troop drawdown on the border in order to bolster the hype about an imminent invasion. Jason Ditz of antiwar.com had this retort. Quote, media hysteria fueled by U.S. hawks and Ukrainian ultranationalists, Joel inserts, which are fronting for Putin by making the real Ukrainian opposition look bad, continuing the quote, had forwarded the narrative that the Russian invasion was imminent, with claims of a military buildup of historic proportions, and Ukrainian officials claiming at times as many as 100,000 Russian troops waiting to roll into Donetsk. The portrait of the Russian military as a Lord of the Rings-style army of evil, bloodthirsty troops just waiting for marching orders took a major blow when NBC took the unusual step of actually going to the border and looking around. What they saw was a calm border with no signs of a serious military buildup, and by contrast exactly what Russia had said, evidence of a training exercise going on the Russian side. Some troops, some heavy trucks, but no tanks or artillery. It wasn't lost on the Russian troops there, who expressed concern that Ukraine has all their mostly obsolete tanks deployed right at the border, and were worried that Ukraine's right sector would commandeer a few tanks and take out a lot of Russian troops, since the trucks aren't exactly up to fighting tanks, even the T-64s that make up the bulk of Ukraine's force. Russian President Putin, apparently sick of hearing about an invasion that's not going to happen, also announced redeployment today of a lot of the troops involved in the training exercise, end quote. While there were no U.S. or NATO forces mobilized to counter Russia's use of special forces in Crimea, the U.S. and NATO are now making plans to beef up both troops and aircraft in Eastern Europe and the soft underbelly of Russia. The Iranian Press TV has a story. Quote, Romanian President Traian Băsescu said on Tuesday that Washington has asked to increase the number of its troops and aircraft at a Black Sea air base in eastern Romania. Băsescu also said the U.S. has decided to add up to 600 troops to the 1,000 forces currently positioned in the country. Pentagon also wants to station military aircraft used for specific missions at the airbase, which is a major hub for U.S. forces and equipment leaving Afghanistan and northern Iraq. The U.S. has used the airbase just a few hundred kilometers away from Russia's Crimea region since 1999. End quote. At this point, it looks like a political move to show support for nervous Eastern European countries. It is only a token increase and certainly not something capable of deterring a major Russian war move. As one Romania skeptic responded, what's the point of sending more U.S. troops that can't fight, are not willing to fight, or are unfit to fight? The Guardian added this, quote, a NATO committee drafted plans for promoting stability in Eastern Europe in the current context by increasing military cooperation with Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Moldova, all in Russia's, quote, near abroad, end quote, and considered by Moscow as falling within its sphere of influence, end quote. Moldova had to be included since there are pro-Russian factions there lobbying Putin for military intervention, which won't happen anytime soon, because of Moldova being sandwiched between Ukraine and Europe. Continuing the Guardian quote, NATO and EU member states such as Poland and the three Baltic countries, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, are alarmed at Vladimir Putin's expansionist policy. Joel says, indeed they are and need to be in the long term. Continuing the quote, there are widespread suspicions that the Kremlin will seek to destabilize and coerce Moldova ahead of its scheduled signing of a trade and political pact with the EU in June, end quote. Also this week, Ukraine is claiming that its investigation into the sniper death of opposition protesters and police can be traced to the Berkut, Ukraine's special police that had sniper teams active during the protests in Kiev in February. Interior Minister Arsen Avakov told reporters that 12 members of the Berkut police had been identified as snipers and arrested. Both sides will be pointing fingers of blame at each other, but the fact remains that while the sniping occurred, the Berkut were under the control of the pro-Russian forces loyal to Yanukovych. The temporary government of Ukraine, masquerading as pro-EU, but secretly taking orders from Moscow, showed its colors recently by moving to disarm any of the opposition who got hold of weapons during the Sony coup last month. Bria Novosti has the story. Quote, Ukraine's parliament has ordered the immediate disarming of illegally armed groups in the country following a fatal shooting Monday on the city's main square believed to have involved a political activist of the right sector movement. The country's interior ministry declared a month of voluntary surrender of firearms in March, extended on Monday for another month. Kiev believes that disarming Ukrainians will help halt the threat of violence that has risen with the formation of self-defense groups, end quote. This will ensure that there are no arms in private hands when Ukraine finally falls back into Soviet hands, Joel said. Another propaganda move by the new government is to recruit opposition protesters into the Ukrainian armed forces to pacify their discontent, as if they will be any more free to protest when under military rule. They won't be. The GulfTimes.com reports, quote, Before the crisis, Ukraine's underfunded force consisted of about 130,000 soldiers, half of them conscripts, with aging and limited equipment. As a result of Russia's annexation of Crimea, where Ukraine's maritime forces were based, the country's military assets were decimated by the loss of warships, helicopters, and fighter jets, as well as some 15,000 troops who decided to defect to the Russian army. Avakov told journalists at the military base that some 32,000 permanent troops had joined the new force with 20,000 reserve, end quote. Joel says, I think that number is way too high to be protesters eager to join the military. Meanwhile, as Russia sets the stage for future confrontation in Ukraine, it warned the interim government in Ukraine against integration with NATO, reminding them that Kiev's previous attempts to move closer to the bloc had strained ties with Russia and, by implication, caused the intervention in Crimea. In a not-so-veiled threat, Russia warned that future economic ties between Moscow and Kiev, quote, will largely depend on the actions Ukraine takes in its foreign policy, end quote. To make its point, Russia started raising Ukraine's price for natural gas this week, twice in 1 week. It also announced plans for an undersea pipeline to supply Crimea with natural gas. The current pipeline goes through Ukraine. This indicates that Putin foresees a continuing crisis in Ukraine and the potential that Ukraine may cut off gas to Crimea in retaliation for Moscow squeezing Ukraine with higher gas prices. InfoWars this week said that NATO is considering stepped-up military exercises and sending more forces to eastern member states and the permanent basing of alliance forces in those countries. This will, of course, be viewed by Moscow as quote-unquote provocative, and I think that's what is intended. This from the quote. The NATO boss said the alliance may soon station forces permanently in the former Soviet Baltic states. We are now considering all options to enhance our collective defense, including further development of our defense plans, enhanced exercises, and also appropriate deployment, Rasmussen said. The call for militarization along Russia's western border and an escalation of the conflict was hailed to call for more military spending by European Union member states, many plagued by serious economic ills. Russia is acting more like an adversary than a partner, declared Philip M. Breedlove, the American commander of NATO, during a meeting in Brussels of the globalist German Marshall Fund. Joel inserts, True, but NATO and the U.S. knew this well before the Ukraine crisis. They are now only feigning shock and surprise, but the call to arms is still very limited and not seriously intended to threaten Russia, only to give Russia a further excuse to rally its people to arms in response.
Andrew, we're going to have to hold that. We're going to a break here. But I would like to suggest for our listeners, this is all staged. Certainly the current government of Ukraine, contrary to what you're getting, is pro-Soviet. This all is an effort to focus our attention on the danger in the Ukraine, whereas, of course, the real danger, the world peace, in my estimation, are the events that are unfolding in the Middle East today. And I think keep an eye on what's happening with Israel and Turkey.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, certified master herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, covering this week's World Affairs Brief. Andrew, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your dad, subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and then, of course, how they can get his books on certainly living certainly in the secure area?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
No, that's a great idea. I appreciate that. The best way for people is to go to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a big button for signing up for the World Affairs Brief. It's a modest fee for a year's subscription, and a brief will come to your email inbox every week. Also, people that sign up can go to that website whenever they would like and look at the archives of all past briefs so they can see what Joel has said about anything in the past. Even if people don't sign up for the website, it might be valuable for them to go to the worldaffairsbrief.com periodically. We are always updating and posting news stories that we think are valuable. They will also find there a link to our other website, joelskousen.com. If they go to joelskousen.com, they'll see all of the books and publications by Joel, the most popular of which is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This book, we try to keep up to date through all of its printings, is a book that lays out the future strategic threats that we see facing people around the world, but particularly in North America. And it's highlights the areas around the country that will be harder hit and also the areas that are going to be safer. We don't believe that any place is ever going to escape all of the turmoil in the coming hard times, but there are safer areas in all parts of the United States, and we try to highlight those for people in the book. Once people have found a safe place, they will probably need to get one of our other two books, The Secure Home, which is a large comprehensive volume about how to secure a property and a residence, how to make it look low profile, how to put in a shelter and a secure room to keep all of your effects and preparations safe during hard times. And also how to tie in alternate energy systems in a more cost-effective manner. For people that just want to do something on a small scale, they can get our smaller companion volume, which is the High Security Shelter, how to implement a multi-purpose safe room in the home. This is a cheaper publication that has recently been updated. It has complete plans for a do-it-yourself concrete block room with a concrete roof that's all tied together. And this book has plans and details as well as a basic alternate energy system for people to implement a small-scale shelter that would keep them and their supplies safe during hard times. And all of those books are available on that website, joelskousen.com, or if people want to call in, they can call you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
That's right. It's 800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. Well, back here at the World Affairs Brief, Joel says, on the sane side of things, NATO and NASA have finally suspended all military and scientific cooperation with Russia. It's about time. And although I'm not sure we can ever trust the West not to continue their secret transfer of technology to the enemy. BBC News report, quote, NATO foreign ministers have agreed to suspend all practical civilian and military cooperation with Russia. We have decided to suspend all practical civilian and military cooperation between NATO and Russia. Our political dialogue in the NATO-Russia Council can continue as necessary at the ambassadorial level and above to allow us to exchange views first and foremost on this crisis, the statement reads. Joel says, that last comment shows they are still holding out hope for detente to return. Very naive. Continuing the quote, the alliance plans to review its relations with Russia at a meeting in June. The decision could affect cooperation on Afghanistan in areas such as training counter-narcotics personnel, maintenance of Afghan Air Force helicopters, and a transit route out of the war-torn country. End quote. Joel says, inevitably, some of our yes-then military leaders are being forced to admit the obvious after years of being told to downplay the Russian threat. Bill Gertz had the story this week that, quote, Russia is engaged in a large-scale buildup of strategic nuclear forces that has been underway for a decade, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, STRATCOM, told Congress on Wednesday. Quote, Russia has maintained and continues to modernize their strategic deterrent capability, end quote. Admiral Cecil Haney, the STRATCOM commander, told the House Armed Services Committee. The blunt comments came in response to reports that Russian strategic nuclear forces currently held a large-scale nuclear exercise coinciding with saber-rattling conventional military deployments close to Russia's eastern border with Ukraine. Haney said the Russians conduct periodic nuclear war games and in 2013 produced a YouTube video that highlighted, quote, every aspect of their capability, end quote. But on a day-to-day basis, they exercise and have a readiness posture of their capability, which we monitor very closely, Haney said, end quote. Joel says, yes, and they've been monitoring this for years, but they are now just being forced to go public with what they have long known. The State Department is playing the same game, quote. State Department cable sent to Washington earlier this year included dire warnings that Russia is vastly increasing its nuclear arsenal under policies similar to those Moscow followed during the Soviet era, end quote. Joel says, so why is the State Department still funding disarmament proposals if their warnings are quote-unquote dire? Here's the final admission that is shocking, given U.S. denials of Russian intentions for so long. Quote, the cables, according to officials familiar with them, also stated that the Russian strategic nuclear forces buildup appears aimed at achieving nuclear superiority over the United States and not nuclear parity, end quote. Joel says, remember this when the Obama or the next Republican sellout president proposes more disarmament with Russia. Lastly, I want to mention one more example of the error that is creeping into our movement due to lack of understanding about the New World Order conspiracy. Too many are still wedded to the notion that the globalists are the only threat in the world. One fellow took aim at Glenn Beck this week for saying that Russia and China are the threat. Just because Beck is blind to the U.S. globalist conspiracy and many conspiracies like 9/11 doesn't mean he's wrong about Russia and China. Quote, Glenn Beck shows himself to be a stooge of the international banking cartel who want Beck to deceive the American conservative masses with the lie that Russia and China, not the U.S., Britain, Israel combine, are the would-be global dictators of what Beck calls the New World Order. So the big Beck lie is that Russia and China are the New World Order, end quote. Joel says, well, Glenn is partly right. As I have long maintained, there are three predator centers of evil power in the world, not one. One is the Anglo-American globalists, two is the Russians, and three is the Chinese. Each of these intend to rule over the world with their own version of a New World Order, after eliminating the other two. End of the quote. Glenn Beck is shown to be a shill for the globalist ruling elite, as veteran analyst.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Andrew Skousen for the last segment of this week. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Joel is clarifying right now the view that only the Anglo-American globalists are out there working against liberty around the world. There's a quote from a commentary on the internet saying, Glenn Beck is shown to be a shill for the globalist ruling elite, as veteran analyst of international politics Lyndon LaRouche explains to Alex Jones that the global ruling elite are rousting and ousting leaders of nations who resist the elite globalist takeover of their nation, such as Syria, Libya, Somalia, Mali, Ukraine, etc. as these elite globalist insurgents under NATO recklessly provoke thermonuclear war, which would obviously spell destruction of Earth and most life on the planet, end quote. Joel says, this critic of Beck seems to be ignorant of the fact that Lyndon LaRouche and his wife are allies of Socialist International. And, according to all the background sources on him that I have read, they have backgrounds that indicate former ties with communism in Europe. LaRouche's special mission seems to be to play the role of critic of U.S. problems, including Jane Fonda and environmentalism, to fool the American right wing into accepting his brand of socialism. Naturally, his hero is FDR. Joel says, I'll have to encourage Alex not to give airtime to this master of deceit. Switching gears slightly here at the end, we were talking about Putin's role in Syria. Russia has taken advantage of U.S. failure to confront Putin in Crimea by pushing ahead in Syria to resupply Assad with sufficient weaponry to help Bashar purge the country of the U.S.-backed rebels. It's a window of opportunity that won't last long, as the U.S. is planning its own false flag operations in Turkey so that it can justify re-entering the war in earnest. Bloomberg News has this story, quote, Assad's army, seeking to end a three-year civil war that's killed 150,000 people and displaced 9 million, started using longer-range Russian Smerch and Uragan rockets for the first time in February, according to Jane's Defense Weekly and Stratfor, a U.S. geopolitical research company. Syria has also intensified the use of MiG-29 fighter jets with ground attack capabilities. Quote, Russia is now doing everything to ensure that Assad wins convincingly, end quote, Alexei Malashenko, a Middle East analyst at the Moscow Carnegie Center, said by phone. If Russia can show it's capable of carrying out its own foreign policy, regardless of America's wishes, it will be a major achievement for Putin. Russia is supplying a quote-unquote lifeline of ammunition and spare parts for tanks, armored vehicles, and helicopters, said Ruslan Pukov, an advisor to the defense ministry in Moscow. The U.S. has information about an increase in the, quote, quantity and quality, end quote, of Russian arms flows to Russia, Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson said on March 26. A Putin envoy, Sergei Stefashin, met Assad in Damascus yesterday and delivered a message. Despite some occasional victories by the rebels, it is already clear that the advantage is with Assad at this point, thanks in large part to the support he receives from Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah. Omar Lamrani, a military analyst at Austin, Texas-based Stratfor, said by phone from Bangkok, if the regime continues to receive substantial support from Russia and is able to continue to seize strategic ground around the Syrian core between Damascus and the coast, then the regime would have largely solidified its grasp in power, even if it won't be able to take all of Syria back. Russia's confidence in Assad's hold on power has increased as the conflict has evolved in his favor, Zhukov said in an interview in Moscow. No one is talking about Geneva 3 or 4 now, Zhukov said, referring to the next possible round of talks after Geneva 2 collapsed in February, end quote. With ally Turkey. Turkey has been tasked to create a false flag attack to give Turkey an excuse to go to war against Syria. The International Business Times, IB Times, released the entire conversation between the foreign minister, the intel chief, and the deputy chief of staff of Turkey, caught by Russian intelligence and leaked to the world. Here's the core conversation that talks about creating an excuse for war. Ahmet Davutoglu, the Russian foreign minister, says, Prime Minister said that in current conjuncture, this attack on Suleiman Shah tomb must be seen as an opportunity for us. Hakan Fidan, the Turkish intel chief, says, I'll send four men from Syria. I'll make up a cause of war by ordering a missile attack on Turkey. We can also prepare an attack on Suleiman Shah tomb if necessary. Lieutenant General Yasar Guler, Deputy Chief of Staff. It's a direct cause of war. I mean, what are going to do is a direct cause of war, end quote. While the U.S. is claiming to hold back from arming the rebels with sophisticated anti-aircraft weapons, they will be doing so via Saudi Arabia, Sarah Lazar reports. Quote, President Obama is mulling over whether to okay shipments of man-portable air defense systems, MANPADs, according to statements by an anonymous U.S. official cited in an Associated Press article published Friday. The Saudi government has ostensibly refrained from sending MANPADs to the Syrian opposition due to the past opposition of the Obama administration, which has shipped smaller weapons and ammunition. Associated Press reports that the actual shipments of the missiles could come from the Saudis if Obama gives the go-ahead. It's ridiculous, unjust, and outrageous that the U.S. is supposedly seeking to repair relations with Saudi Arabia by escalating the killing in Syria, said Robert Naiman, Policy Director for Just Foreign Policy, in an interview with Common Dreams. In whose interest is this? The anonymous official told Associated Press that Obama was considering the change, in part, in a bid to repair strained relations with Saudi Arabia, a key focus of Friday's meeting with Saudi King Abdullah near Riyadh, end quote. Joel says, but this is merely a pretense. The Saudis are still in the pocket of the U.S., and the U.S. is using them so Obama can't be tied directly to advanced arms going to the rebels, which are still filled with radical jihadists who hate America. But that isn't all the administration is doing under the table, continuing the quote. Meanwhile, the Obama administration appears to have decided to expand its covert program of training and assistance for the Syrian opposition, according to a report last Thursday from Washington Post writer David Ignatius. Citing unnamed, quote, knowable officials, end quote, Ignatius writes the plan would likely include, in addition to the man pads, the training of roughly 600 Syrian fighters per month by the CIA and potentially military
personnel.
We're out of time.
Thank you so very much for being with us. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Good job.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that what's going on over in the Ukraine is all staged. We work very, very closely with the Russian government. I mean, we've financed Russia going all the way back to 1918. We financed this whole revolutionary movement. And then, of course, in 1990, when the Soviet movement collapsed, why we financed the new movement which exists today. And basically, of course, the people there, the so-called multi-millionaires and billionaires, they're all members of the KGB. It's all fraudulent. Everything's fraudulent. What's going on in Ukraine is fraudulent, simply for your entertainment. Basically, the new government that has replaced supposedly the previous one is still pro-Soviet, but working very quietly behind the scenes. Everything that goes on today is a diversion. The real conflict that's taking place certainly has to do with what's going on in Syria. And now, of course, we have Turkey, we have Israel, and we have Saudi Arabia organized behind the United States on one side and Russia on the other side. And the battle is going on in Syria. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is all in preparation for the coming great war there. There's going to be a war, and this is going to be a war that is going to, of course, to have a profound impact on the United States. A nuclear war is imminent. It's not a matter of if, but when. And, of course, if you think for 1 minute that this war is going to isolate America, we're not going to be hit by this, I think you're sadly mistaken. You must understand that there really are plans for a massive world war where literally billions of people are going to be killed in the not-too-distant future. How do I know this? Why, it's simply prophesied in the Bible. And we are living in truly biblical times, but this is not being brought out. You see, there are two ways you can look at the world. You can look at it from a geopolitical point of view, a battle between communism and capitalism, or you can look at it from God's point of view, and I believe this is how we should look at it if you're a Christian, understanding we're moving into terrible, terrible times. And I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on the United States because America has turned against God. And until you understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a political battlefield, you can't understand anything that's going on. We do hope many of you out there will want to get my material, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, some of the other material we have. For instance, the 4-CD set, since it was Constance Cumby on the Aquarian Conspiracy, or certainly William, we have this material going into the background of the secret cabal, and we recommend that very high, the secret cabal, and it's a 4-CD set. You need to understand what's really going on. You're not going to get it through the regular media because the regular media is tightly controlled by 6 major corporations. And, of course, that is having a book. We have a 4-CD set on that. We carry a book on that. And you can just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can get my book going into the background of that. You can get certainly the 4 tape sets. You need to get this information, and you need to help us get it out.